right, good afternoon. We are joined by the crew chief of the number 20 Toyota Camry for Joe Gibbs Racing, Adam Stevens. Congratulations, Adam, on the win today.
Thank you. That was awesome.
Right. And we can open it up for questions. All right, right here, podium finish. Whoop. Here.
Thank you. Rob Tiongson from the podiumfinish.net. Adam, congratulations on your second win of the season. Now it's two types of tracks, the drafting style racetrack, and here at Cota, the road course. I mean, what do you feel like the message you're sending from your 20 team to your competitors about how strong you guys are starting off this year?
I mean, it's much a message to ourselves as it is anything. We felt like second half of last year that we really polished up our weaknesses and didn't feel like there was a track that we go to on the schedule that we don't have the capability to win. And I think this kind of showcases that. You know, we didn't unload the best. We had some work to do. And we were able to close that gap with very limited practice time and very limited amount of things to change. Bell did a masterful job of getting everything out of the car without making mistakes he couldn't recover from, and really played the laps to his strengths and just willed that thing to the front. And I think this is really what this team is capable of going forward. I felt that for a while, and it's nice to have all of the other pieces of the puzzle, the decision-making, you know, the pit stops, the changes, the communication to facilitate that.
All right, next we'll go to Jeff and then Jerry.
Why were you willing to get sort of short-pitted there to get the three-lap pressure tires? It was down to 4 seconds when the caution came out. Do you think you could have gotten there with the fresher tires and ultimately won either way?
It would have been a race. I think what you saw there, too, is we were pressing there prior to the stop and losing a little bit of ground to the cars behind us, racing the cars in front. And I wasn't willing to pit too early and have too many more laps to go. If I would have covered immediately, I felt like the laps remaining post-stop would put us in an uncomfortable zone on those rear tires. I didn't know we were going to get a caution downstream, obviously, but that's what I was protecting against. And I really felt like if we let the 24 go, that those two would get to racing each other and we would quickly close that gap. I was just protecting against having some rear tires at the end.
And Jerry?
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. So after the race, we talked to all the other drivers that were in the front three or four. They said this was a classic example of clean racing where drivers can get around each other without dumping them. Byron said, you know, Bell didn't dump Bush, which gave him no reason to rough him up. Bush said he did everything he could to screw up so that Bell could dump him. And so what does that say about your driver getting to the front and also extending two wins in a row?
I think there's just a tremendous amount of respect between all those guys and all of the competitors that tend to race around each other week in and week out. I know we traded paint with the eight a couple times, especially here, completely unintentionally, and something that, as a team, we felt bad about. You know, that's not something we wanted to repeat. I think we saw an instance there, too, where Bell felt he had a run on him and in turn one and knew late in the braking zone that he was going to contact him if he stuck with it, and he bailed on it. So I think that's the level of respect you have to have if you want to be raced with respect. Other part of your question, having two wins in a row?
Yeah,
it's great. It's a streak.
The slump is over.
Yeah, the slump's over, Jerry. You're right. But they're hard to come by. But like I said, you know, last week was probably one that we didn't really have circled. We knew we could run well there, but, you know, so many of the Fords and especially the Penske's, they're just a little bit stronger on their Speedway program. But we were able to put ourselves in position to race for it. And when it comes down to a race, I'm going to take Bell every time. But this week, we certainly did have circled, and we were a little disappointed when we unloaded as far off as we did. But I tell you that we have the next 2 weeks circled as well. There's no reason we can't go win the next 2 weeks. You know, today has no bearing on next week whatsoever, and everybody's going to bring their best stuff and do their best job. But I really have so much faith in this team and Joe Gibbs Racing as a whole, and especially my driver, that I know will be a factor.
Hey, Adam, Kyle Dalton with Outland Sports. Just curious, the turn six, there appeared to be some confusion early on in the race with drivers cutting the corner and others not aware that you could do that. So can you kind of explain to me what you were, guys were told before the race about that specific turn?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how long of a story you want, but there was some planning to get rid of the calling of the track limits via camera coming into the weekend, and they had proposed some barriers up through the S's to do so. And the industry in general wasn't pleased with how that turned out, so they removed those and went back to calling it with the cameras. I think most of the field thought that six was going to be called, and pre-race or shortly after the race started, NASCAR told us through their communication channels that six was not being called. Whether they told people that prior to the race starting, I'm not sure, but I know I was told very early on in the race, and I relayed that information to my driver. They're in a bad spot because you don't want to put a concrete wall there, but they want people to stay on the track, but they have to have an angle on it to enforce it fairly. And a good question for them, if they don't feel like they have an angle, they just tell everybody that they're not enforcing that. So it was fair for everyone. It is what it is, and I think the new layout worked out well.
Excellent. And we're also joined by team owner Joe Gibbs. Alex, let's go over here.
Alex Cadavid, NASCAR.com. Bell said last season that at the end of the year you guys left the ball on the table. So with two wins now, do you guys feel like you have a chip on your shoulder to maybe get three in a row, four in a row?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we have everything we need to win every single weekend, certainly at Phoenix and certainly at Vegas. And we've proven that this weekend. So there's no reason why we can't go and compete. And we did leave a lot on the table as a 20 team for sure, and as an organization last year. And we don't have any plans of repeating that. And I think that we've made a lot of good decisions on our team and in Joe Gibbs Racing as a whole to make sure we don't.
John, over here on the left.
John Newby, Savage Ventures. So, Adam, you mentioned that incident in turn one where you kind of had to bail and ran wide. And I was curious, what have you seen as far as the maturity mental-wise? Because obviously the car is fast, but he was able to bounce back, get right back on Kyle's tail, and make the moves that he needed to win the race.
Yeah, I think we've made big gains in his decision-making, or he has, just with experience, laps, and racing around guys and putting yourself in different positions and scenarios through the years, certainly running up front in the last couple years and competing for wins, and just coming into it with a clear head and not taking the last lap with you into the next lap and being hyper-aware of his current situation. You know, he did a fantastic job last week of making decisions on what he had, not what he thinks he should have or what others have, exactly what he has right now. And I think that's just an area that he's made gains, and any area we can make gains is going to manifest itself toward the front of the pack.
All right, we have another question over here from Rob.
Rob Tiansen from theponyfinish.net. My question goes to Coach Gibbs. Coach, you know, you've had the success from football and obviously with this team over the last 25 years, 26 years. And I'm just curious, you know, when you see such a great combination like with Adam and Christopher, and you think about your days in the football field, you know, how would you describe your chemistry and just how much synergy there is with this 20 team?
Yeah, I think in football, every now and then you got a team that really had a great feeling about themselves, were really confident, and a great chemistry. And so it doesn't happen often. And it doesn't carry over from one year to the other. But when you kind of get that, I think it's a great feeling when you see it as a coach or an owner. And I think that's what we have with the 20 team. Adam, great leader, I think. And I think he's got a young guy there that's gaining confidence. And I think the whole team, the pit crew, I do think it's hard to put everything together in a cup, but I do think we, like Adam said, I think we do have it all together. God's given us a great group of people, and we have great support people back at the race shop. I hate it for them that they're not in the winner's circle with us, but we'll get them tomorrow and hang a banner and tell them how much we appreciate them.
All right, and Adam, I know we got to get you out of here, so any last questions for Adam before we keep going with Coach? No. All right, Adam, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Hope to see you soon.
All right, and Coach, if you have a few more minutes, we got one from Justin in the middle.
Yeah.
Chandler with Athlon Sports. Kind of something a little separate and on the side, but I asked Christopher Bell yesterday. He's on the playoff committee that was just introduced. So I was just curious if you have talked with Christopher about that and like kind of what you're hoping to see from that playoff committee.
I have not, and I've had really very little conversation with anybody there. I do think it's good to study it. What we want to do is try and make sure that we're rewarding the best team for that year. And so it's really important that everybody kind of go through that. And so I feel good. I feel good about what everybody's going to come up with. I haven't been in it. I do think that over these, since we went to this format, if you kind of look back, we've rewarded real good teams every year. But I think it's also, you know, I think it's something to study for sure.
All right. Thank you. Any last questions for Coach? All right, Coach,
thank you
for your time.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.